Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately. Hello and welcome to the Jabbercast.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
But how are you doing today, Big JD?
I'm doing all right. Yourself?
I'm a bit hungover this morning.
A little bit of traveling this morning?
Yeah, we're doing the show in the Easy Mac podcast studio.
There you go.
The Jabbercast studio is infected with sickness and
phlegm. See, here's my thing with that. We just... You know, I was off the gym and everything for months because of injury. And so I was back at the gym and everything. And what happens when you start back at the gym, especially after being off for a period of time or you're just beginning a workout of some kind, you drop your immune system down substantially from the workouts and from the cardio and everything like that.
Oh, is that right? I didn't know that.
And it is very easy to get sick.
Okay.
Colds and flus and things like that.
All right.
Lan and I both started a thing. You know what I mean? And I don't as often, but she will usually get quickly run down and ill or a cold or something. And it usually happens when you start a program. Like usually the only time I would is when I start again. And so it's a big like thing for me. I would have went if I had to, but if I could avoid it.
Yeah. Well,
especially starting out because this was my first, like this is my first week. And I think over the next, I'd say week, a couple weeks, then my body will get used to it and it'll start bringing my immune system back up. And then that's what the big thing is with that. So
well, you would have never had to, if the worst came to worst, we would have did a remote show,
a remote live thing.
Yeah. But
it's just helpful. And I appreciate that. So
no skin off my ass.
Because, as far as going out to, your neck of the woods, Sunday mornings is a treat for me. I like driving out there.
I don't blame you.
In any weather.
Sure.
You know that. Got a Jeep.
Because driving a Jeep makes every trip pleasurable.
That's right.
This show brought to you by
No, but Jeep. I've come out there in some bad weather.
Oh, yeah.
But it's sure. Nothing to drive in with a Jeep.
Oh, English breakfast tea is what I need.
That's what he's got, huh?
Stronger the better.
I'm green. It's not that easy being green.
Sound like a cartoon character. Oh.
That's Kermit.
Kermit the Frog here.
Oh.
When green is all there is to be.
And he sang that on the show or something. Sinatra does that, though.
It's all coming back to me now.
It's all relative. So were you, did you celebrate something last night or are you just hanging out?
No.
Okay. Oh, you were doing the big picture thing. You guys didn't do that at all yet? Like a together picture viewing thing?
No, not at all. That's so cool.
And you get to do it on the big screen and everything.
Yeah, it was fun. I put together a San Francisco playlist to play behind it, you know. If you're going to San Francisco.
Yeah, be sure to wear some flowers in your hair. Yeah, I love that tune, man. Especially by Me First and the Gimme Gimmes.
They do a version of that?
Punk style. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
They do it all.
Yeah, I think that was in the playlist, too.
Are you going? Yeah, okay.
So who's the original guy, Big JD?
Oh, geez. I don't know.
Call in with the correct answer and you can win
a Lippo t-shirt.
Egg McMuffin from the McDonald's behind Big JD's place.
Yeah. A t-shirt of that picture with you holding me as a puppet. Remember that? That's a good picture.
That'd be a great t-shirt. It's yeah, Scott perfect. McKenzie.
That did that picture?
No, he did. Oh. Are you going to San Francisco?
Is that who that is?
Yes.
Is that his one hit?
That's it.
Wow, that thing stood the test of time, though, didn't it?
Sure did. Mom and Papa's did a version, too. That was relatively popular.
Yours?
Mm.
Your mom and Pop?
No.
Did a version of it?
No.
They did that song? Mamas and Papas, yeah?
Yes, they did.
Hmm. Yeah. That's a good band, too.
They sure were. They had some awesome harmonies. Good songwriting skills
Monday,
as well.
Monday. Yeah, a lot of good songs come from them. California Dreamin'
is probably their biggest.
Wow.
Yeah, so we just had the people that we went to San Francisco with over at our house, and did the pitcher thing, and we brought back some bottles of wine. We opened one of those up, but then we opened up a lot of other wine.
What's that mean? We brought back some bottles of wine? Like you stopped at a liquor store and got wine, or
no? We went to Wine Country up in San Francisco, like north of San Francisco is your Napa Valley.
So that's where you brought the wine back.
And you go to wineries and you buy a bottle at this winery, a bottle at this winery, and we brought them back.
Cool. And,
yeah, it was very cool. For some reason, on the way back, though, they had a bottle of their wine in their carry-on luggage.
Oh, really?
No, you can't do that. So they had to go back. And
you must have packed those things up pretty good, too, because they're bad with luggage, man.
Oh, yeah.
Lana's even had stuff stolen right out of her luggage.
Well, that's awful.
Like, you know what I mean? Some good clothing and stuff like that. Stolen. Toronto.
And this is in North America?
You're right. In North America, in Canada, in Toronto. Right at Toronto. McPherson.
McPherson?
Yeah, McPherson Airport.
Oh, it's Pearson, yes. I suppose that
International.
That name comes from there. But anyway, that's too bad. That's you entrust the people who are flying you to get you there safely.
And you're not allowed to have locks on your suitcases.
You're not allowed?
No.
Oh, that makes sense.
I don't think you're allowed to have a lock on a suitcase. And so what good is, you know, they make suitcases with the zippers go together and they have the hole through there to lock them. And they come with locks and keys and everything, but you can't do it. And then they can scam you.
Yeah, that's brutal.
Anyway, yeah.
You want to get into some real news?
Absolutely. You need more Big JD? Visit the website, www.bigjd.com. Straight from the newsroom floor and the walls and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world and sometimes out of this world from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom. I want to ask you before I forget, I know sometimes some pictures are public, some probably aren't, but are your San Francisco pictures available for anyone and everyone?
All my Flickr pictures are available to anyone who wants to look at them.
There you go. And they should, because they're awesome. It's San Fran pictures.
Flickr.com/Lippo is my user account.
Oh, they make that easy, eh?
Yep.
Just like MySpace and stuff.
Mm-hmm. This morning's news has to... The first story I got up is this computer worm that is a real threat. If you've never heard of the words Conficker and down a dup, wait a few hours. They're rapidly becoming household words for personal computer owners.
Whoa.
I guess, what do they say?
It's a worm, eh?
It's a worm.
I guess this one's really bad. It gets under your nails while you're on the keyboard, and then...
You got worm guts under your fingernails. No. They say about 1 million new machines a day are getting infected. And what does it do? It basically opens up a back door to your computer so people can get in and use your computer to, you know, send out millions of spam letters, or they can use it for phishing. They just use your computer as, you know, just so they can use your computer. It slows down. Fun.
Use it for phishing, as long as it's in the summertime.
Yeah, you know.
That's a PC thing, though, isn't it?
Yeah, you can't fish on a Mac. but it doesn't seem to be in North America. 28.7% of it is in China, and the next largest country is Argentina with 11%. You think it should get here eventually.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, all PCs will be infected.
Bring them down, eh?
Kick them while they're down. That's what I'm talking about.
What do you got for news? Kathy...
The Pope on YouTube. No, not Kathy Lee Gifford. Gribbenez.
Gifford. She was married to the football guy and the announcer guy. Frank was his
Frank
name?
Gifford was the... Oh, he was the football guy before?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think he was a quarterback for Dallas.
For the Dallas cheerleaders? Hey!
Cowboys.
What? Oh. We were talking pre-show about the curious case of Benjamin Butchman.
Benjamin Buttons.
And it was a pretty good movie. And what was I mentioning about it? Something about... I just said it was a good story, actually. It's a true story.
True story.
No, but then I saw Nolte's wife, who has a similar name, reminded me of Gifford
Kathy something.
Right.
And we saw on New Year's Eve that movie about the dog with Owen Wilson, me and Marcellus.
Morley.
Yeah, Morley and me. And Kathy Lee Gifford was in there.
Gifford.
And boy,
Gifford.
Does she look different. So she was the dog trainer. But my little bit of news for this wonderful Sunday morning on the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo is the Vatican launching its own YouTube channel to engage more with the digital generation. Engage more with the digital generation. And, better control Pope Benedict the 16th's online persona.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. I mean, being a Christian Catholic kind of guy, I think it's something they should have did a long time ago. They should have been right at the leading edge.
I bet there's Christian, there's really strong Christian people that don't believe in the internet. That's from fear.
Like you mean like there's Mormons?
The fear of God.
Not Mormons, but Quakers and Amish
crackers
people.
And
you're a cracker.
Somebody. I think it's ridiculous, but I think some Christians too. And it's because they think it's the internet is all only porn and bad videos and you know what I mean? Which it is. So stay off the internet.
Stay off the internet.
Anybody that's on it right now, shut it off right away.
Unless you're going to just open up YouTube and go to
the Pope thing. Yeah. Pope if you're thing. Watching your Sunday morning sermon with Big JD and Limbo, then that's okay.
He does mass on
Wednesdays.
Watch
out for that worm under your nails.
That the Wednesday mass is going to be on YouTube.
That's going to be a mass this time if it's on the internet though.
Yep.
I mean, with YouTube, that's going to be, I'm sure that's going to be a big thing, but wow, that's a sellout to me. So don't buy any more of his albums.
Jesus sold out.
Ooh, what a great name for something.
Yeah.
Jesus sold out. Sold out Jesus. So I guess that's all the news that we have at this time. We'll shortly get into our topic this week.
Are you interested in becoming an online radio DJ? Did you know that you can DJ from any place in the world with a broadband connection? Would you like to host a show of your own? Contact the station manager here at WKBR, wkbr.ca.
This is DJ DeBees, and you've got it tuned in to WKBR.
Okay, you're listening to WKBR, WKBR.ca, the Jabbercast, Big JD and Lippo, and you can also visit our website at thejabbercast.com. You can contact us by...
Hear me out at thejabbercast.com. Go to the contact page. There's a fun surprise there for you. That's all I'm going to say from now on.
Perfect. You couldn't have got any better than that. What I was wondering is about music. Do we have a music for the segment of the show today?
Well, it's
because
your turn.
That'll pose a problem. There's no way for me to get music now.
Why?
Well, I can't connect anything while I'm like this.
Oh, I see. So you want me just to throw something on your computer for you?
If you have something.
Well, I'll find something.
What's the topic today?
Today's topic...
Were you going to mention something before we got into all this? Because you look like you want to say something.
That intermittent out. You hear it every once in a while?
Oh, yeah.
Cutting out?
Yeah.
Is that being recorded or is that...
Well, sure. Of course.
Well, sure. That's part of the show.
Yeah. If there wasn't any glitches in the show, people would be like, what's wrong with the Jabbercast today?
What's right with the Jabbercast?
It's my old computer. That's all. It's just...
Pokey.
Pokey and buffers and all kinds of stuff.
Okay. Just curious if that was...
We have to live with it till summertime.
If that was like a loose wire. You know what I mean?
A loose wire. Not a loose wire.
That's what we used to do with the TVs, eh? Mm. Just give them a good whack and the tubes
I'd
would
like
kind
to.
Of fall back into place. But yeah, this week's subject on the Jabbercast is odd jobs.
Ooh, nice.
What were you thinking when you made up this week's topic? What were you thinking as far as odd jobs?
Well, I guess the way the economy is and things like that and, you know, people's... You know, the possibility of job loss and things like that, always a parent and, you know, hanging over a lot of people's heads and things like that. You know, there may be some things for a lot of people to take advantage of, that have knowledge in some other area other than their you know, normal place of business where people might work on the side, perhaps. Hopefully you would do it legally and claim, you know, for tax purposes and whatnot, but some people won't. And we want to talk about all avenues and things about, what's show topic again?
Odd jobs.
There you go. Odd jobs. Doing odd jobs. Different things.
I thought you meant it was like going to be like odd
like
jobs.
Like weird jobs that
weird
people
jobs,
didn't do.
Yes.
Well, that would be okay too.
I got a list of odd jobs.
Because it still might be things that people would be interested in doing. But there's, I mean, you know, sales work and internet stuff and the pyramid scams and just, you know, maybe you're good with your hands. Maybe you're good with building things. Maybe you're good at, you know, who knows what other than your regular job that you do where you, you know, you might just sit in an office all day or whatever, or maybe you're working on the line somewhere and, but you, you know, in your spare time, you're a woodworker maybe, or you do work on the computer like
podcasting,
graphics. Maybe you'd like to get into internet broadcasting. Who knows?
Exactly.
But, you know, we want to talk about all these things and some weird things. So,
do you know what a diner does?
Sure. It serves food to people in the evening.
Nope. They prepare cadavers for the pathologists before autopsies are performed in hospitals.
Okay, that's wacky. I don't know that anybody's going to step out and do that right away.
That's a diner.
Wow.
Then there's another odd job, a breath odor evaluator.
We talked about, I don't know if it was on this show, but a little tech gadget thing that you can, I don't even know if me and you talked about it. Did you plug into your iPod? You can do breathalyzer? Did we talk about that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. It's analyzes your alcohol content.
So you could actually do that for people as they leave, you know, when they're walking out of a bar and charge them a couple bucks to check your thing right away and see if you can drive home. Hey, wouldn't that be something?
They have those in bars, machines. Just plunk in a loony, take a straw and blow into the machine.
Pretty soon the cars will have that built in.
That's a good idea.
Well, it is, I guess, but I think the government would somehow be against that for purposes of being stopped and ticketed, and they make money from that.
They're against it because they're going to make less money?
Well, yeah, they want to.
It doesn't matter if it makes the road safer.
Well, yeah, but that's all part of the big picture, I think. More tickets, more accidents, more doctors, more. It keeps everybody working, nurses, ambulances. See.
It's all built in.
I think there's, I don't think that anybody would want to stop that all completely, would you? We wouldn't have any need for anything like that.
Yes, I think we can direct our energies towards being better people. We have so much potential.
Yeah, we have potential, and that's how things should be.
Yes.
But is that how things are expected or wanted to be by the powers that be? No, I don't think so. They want to see failure and some death and some injury, and that keeps everybody working.
Speaking of which, the ambulance pulled up next door. And the last time I was here, an ambulance pulled up to the door next door.
That goes on all every day.
I'm sure it does. It's nothing but old people in there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's an old age wouldn't say an old age home, but it's an assisted living place. Very, very expensive too. Like extreme. Cheap place in there is like $5,000 a month.
Yikes.
It's like big bucks, man. And I've met some people in there and boy, are they interesting. There's incredible people in there. That's all the people that are or were well to do.
Obviously, if they're spending $5,000 a month.
Big magicians and artists and musicians and everything in there. It's incredible the things that they've done and everything
in their lives. Yeah.
I'd love to, you know, go and I went and talked to them actually about doing some kind of show with those people.
And
I never really pursued it just because I'm too busy.
Oh, right.
But it would be a beautiful one. It would be great, man.
I think so. There's a lot of interesting stories to be told over there.
That's right. So there you have that. We're going to take a quick break.
You've been to the WKBR website at WKBR.ca, you will have noticed the explicit content warning. Some shows on WKBR may contain explicit content. Therefore, it is advised that you be 18 years of age or older to listen, or have adult consent. Please note, however, Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show and the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo do not contain explicit content and therefore are exempt from the explicit content warning. All ages are welcome for any shows hosted by Big JD or Big JD and Lippo.
This is DJ DaBees. You got it tuned in to WKBR.
Okay, we're back on the air.
Wow, what the heck's going on?
Hey, and here we are, back on the air, live. The Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo.
Can you tell it's live? Holy moly.
Hey. See, I told you I can't do anything. I just I plugged in a drive while everything was running, and that's not good.
Oh, I see. You plugged it into the board.
Plugged it into the board, yeah.
You're
that's
a
how
maniac.
We do things here, though. Live and lovely. So
you're going to look for a tune. Okay. So you want me to continue on my list of odd jobs?
Yeah, continue on your list of odd jobs.
An ocularist. Do you know what an ocularist is?
Sure. That's eight larists.
It'd be oct. I didn't say oct. It's oc.
Oh, okay.
They paint artificial eyes. Sounds easier than it is, since, as with real eyes, no two are exactly the same. Then there's the flatulence smell reduction underwear maker. They create underwear that protect against bad human gas for people who suffer from gastrointestinal problems.
Wow.
The underwear is made with various materials and filters to help remedy hydrogen sulfide gases, the main offender in foul smells. Then there's beer testers. They taste and spit out beer all day and approve new and existing flavors.
If you really look around, you can find like really crazy jobs like that, I suppose, that just about anybody could do. You know, if you want to do kind of want to do anything for money. But I think that something that might may be important in anyone's future is to, you know, kind of figure out what you're good at, maybe, and or something that you like to do or always wanted to do. And, you know, possibly look into doing that or maybe taking a course on it or something, because, you know, you hear when you're a kid, your parents always tell you, especially if you get into something like, you know, like I did, playing music when I was younger, you always need something to fall back on. And it seems in this day and age that that's some good advice for just about anybody of any age. So, so it's good to have something to fall back on or something else that you're interested in, because you may want to do that or even do it on the side while you're, you know, maybe for some extra money.
Sure. Like, what are you thinking?
Just about anything really, on the side, under the table. Some people work under the table and make cash money and not have to pay taxes and things like that.
That's which is, not right.
No, not necessarily right, but it's done. But there's things like there's some pretty easy things, I think, like maybe landscaping type jobs, cutting lawns and things like that. Well, you think of it as maybe that's a kid's thing, but not really. I mean, you get yourself or if you have a truck, sport utility vehicle, to pull a trailer and pull around a lawnmower or two and a riding lawnmower. Maybe you get yourself a partner, or maybe, you know, through the winter you have a couple snow blowers and things, and you make some money on the side. Everybody needs walks shoveled and lawns cut and hedges trimmed and things like that. So there's something to consider. You may consider some type of work of helping the elderly and things like that. There's places around that you could, or maybe even start your own, but you sit and talk with them or get their groceries or take them some places they need to go. There's different things like that. There's so many things. It's hard to even think about all the different things that you could do.
Now, these jobs that you're talking about, these are jobs that like even students would be doing.
Students or an adult or anybody, and could be done on the side, because I mean, you don't have to cut lawns all day and night, but I'm more thinking along the lines of adults, somebody that's been, you know, established in their line of work for a number of years, but is possibly under threat of cutbacks and things like that. And you're going to have to, or want to do something else. And, you know, even if you're on an unemployment of some kind, you're allowed to make a certain amount of money.
Yes.
You know,
up to a certain threshold. Yes.
So, and I think they also will aid you in taking a course of some kind, for starting your own business and things like that. They do a lot. There's some resources to take advantage of through, you know, Employment Canada or an unemployment, whatever it's called actually in the States. Is there a name for their, in the US, what do they call their unemployed,
I think they have an unemployment insurance system.
Yeah. So there's places like an unemployment help center and things like that. And They'll teach you how to do other things too, like making resumes and taking classes on getting work elsewhere, because a lot of people, when you get thrown back into that, you know, to the work field, having to look for another job or something, it can be pretty intimidating and scary. And
I think a lot of that's going to be happening.
Sure. So you heard it right here from Big JD and Lippo. Start looking now for something else to do.
While
keep
you're
some
still
opportunity open.
Yeah. What do you think about going to school?
Going to school is great. That is, if you can find something to do that brings income in, I would think is better. I mean, if you have some type of hobby or some type of, you know, maybe you're into arts and crafts and you can get into digital scrapbooking or, you know, there's all kinds of internet-based type jobs and things like that too as well. If you can work and bring in money right away, it's great. You know, going to school, the chances are that you're not going to be bringing in any income.
No, it's going to actually cost you money. I'm just saying, yeah. What about...
I think going to school is great and learning something new. But then again, also a lot of people may think, and it's a lot of truth to the fact that you're a certain age and, you know, you with the same education as somebody right out of college is probably may have a better chance of getting a particular job. You know, it's going to be more difficult for you when you're done school.
Who has a better chance of getting the job?
I think the kids.
You think?
Yeah.
I think it depends on the job. I think some people are looking for someone with a little more maturity and someone who's a little more responsible.
I think it's true too, but they look at other things as far as, you know, a family guy, he's got kids, he's got dependents, he's going to be, you know, there's going to be more times he might call in sick or he might not be able to make it or he's going to be late or he's got to do this, he's got to do that, he's got these issues and insurance is it's going to cost more money or who knows what. Like it could be a lot of different things. Whereas, you know, the kids, they don't really have to, you know, deal with a lot of that stuff right away. It's hard to say, you know, there's a lot of things for and against, I guess. But I do think that a lot of older people, not necessarily old, but I mean, you know, a mature employee.
Are you calling me old?
A more mature employee is going to be rather intimidated about getting back out into the job force and even and going to school. You know, having to go to school again for a year, 2 years, 3 years, and having to learn something and having to study and having, and, you know, again, they have kids and they don't have the time, and that'd be rough. I think if you have something to fall back on, or you have, you know, maybe you've already gone to school at some point and you just need to brush up on something, you know, taking a course or something, that's not bad. If it's something you're interested in, you take a course that lasts for a couple few months, I think that's pretty good. But as far as a full-blown education for a big full-blown
degree
career,
or something,
you know,
yeah,
that'd be tough. So
what about yourself? Like you're
gonna... Well, I'm young, so it doesn't matter for me.
Well, it matters, and you're going to be you don't know what you're going to be doing in 5 years, do you?
Yeah.
What are you going to be doing? Tell me.
Nothing. No. No, I have no idea. But I mean, you know, you have things in place if you can't work and you go back to school. And I mean, if your situation allows for you to do that easier maybe than somebody else would, I mean, you know, that makes it a little easier for as far as a decision goes to go back to school or, you know what I mean? You have probably more options and more choices, but when you have a family to feed and things like that, and you actually have to bring in some money, well, you're not going to go to school. It's kind of unfortunate in some cases too. You know, somebody may want to go back to school. Oh, geez, I always want to be a childhood educator or something. I want to go to college for a couple of years and I just can't, you know, I don't have the money to do that. I'm not going to be able to get the grant because maybe we do bring in enough money that we can't have that. And I got to take care of the kids and I got to do this and I got to do that. And, you know, now that I'm off, it's going to be harder and we can't pay maybe for, what do you call it? When you bring the kids to daycare. So I'm going to have to stay home for a while and it makes it tough. So if you can work from home or do something on the side, you know, so.
What about preparing like people going to school while they're working in the eventuality that they may not have that job down the road?
Yeah. If you can do night school and you pull something like that off, yeah, it may take you longer or like I say, I think the best thing that somebody could do in that situation is probably takes a course or some courses in that field that they're interested in or they want to brush up on because it doesn't take, it's not as demanding. you know, you're probably not going to be full time. It's going to be, you know, a couple nights a week, maybe something like that. And you can always work that stuff in. Mm-hmm. And, you know, then you can get that education or, you know, you're going to get that, you're going to get that grade or you're going to get that certificate if you're at a, you know, one of the private, you know, teaching facilities or something like that. And it's going to be a good thing for your resume. It's going to, you know, give you back or give you that knowledge to do that thing on the side. So, you know, you want to take a sewing course and learn to do some sewing and stuff. And you want to do that on the side to make some money, or you want to basket weaving, flower organization.
Those are all lame-os. Well, not the sewing thing. Sewing.
Maybe a woman would like to do that, though.
Maybe. You know. Sewing's fun.
Sewing's fun. You sewn.
I've sewn. You sewn.
I've sewn, yeah. You sewn commercially.
Yes.
You did some major sewing.
And I've sewn personally as well. I got two kids as well. Sewed my seeds.
Yeah, seed sowing. Yeah, you could sow some seeds. That's it's always fun.
At least it's fun trying to get them in the ground anyway.
There you go, yeah.
Anything else about odd jobs you want to get on to the next, or what's the plan, Stan? You're running the show over here.
I'm trying to run the show is what I'm doing, but I'm trying to just wing some things here because I got all disorganized with the plugging into the drive and so forth.
Tech Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and string and cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
It's Tech Talk, so what do you want to talk about?
Well, one of the cooler things that I went to San Francisco a couple weeks ago to go to the Macworld Expo, where a lot of companies showcase some of the new products that they're just releasing or that are going to be released in the near future. And one of those products was a cool little device. It's called a Pico Projector. And what it does is it, you plug it. This is not it here, by the way, if you're looking. This is a similar ordeal that's plugged into an iPod Classic, but the one that's that was at the Macworld Expo was one that you used your iPod Touch or your iPhone, and you controlled the video going into it from your touch. So what basically it is, it's a projector, and it will project in close to HD resolution on 100 inches high. How many feet is that, 100 inches?
Oh, it's lots.
It's big. And if so, and the brightness of it is incredible too, because at the show they had like a little, they had like a little tent that you had to go in, but it couldn't be too dark for, you know, safety reasons or whatever. And it looked beautiful. And basically what you do is you plug your iPod Touch or your iPhone into this device that is no bigger than your iPod Touch, and it'll project it on a white wall basically, and it looks beautiful. It's really, really nice. And it's about...
How much is it?
$450.
And see, that's a lot of money because it's not that much more money now to get the full-size projectors, which you could have much more capabilities with. And all you need is any video output from your iPod. Like you can get the cables from, you know, the Apple Store or wherever that project video. Mm-hmm. You can get red, green, and blue, or you can get... I don't think any of them have S video, but you can go from... You know, composite video to S video, and you can plug into a full size thing, and I think you get, but except for the fact that that's portable,
it's the portability.
Like you put throw that in your pocket.
That's right. So if you're a sales guy or if you're making a presentation, you don't even have to whip out your laptop. It's just
I didn't know what you're gonna say there. Okay,
you don't have to pull out anything except your phone or your iPod Touch and your projector, and they both hold in your hands. Here we go.
Yeah, that's pretty incredible.
Because a lot of times. If you bring in a presentation, you usually just bring your laptop. Some people insist on bringing their own projector, but then you walk into some of these places and the AV systems in these conference rooms are so built in that you can't even find a white wall to show it on. Oh, no, you got to plug your laptop into here and it's going to show up on our big whatever screen over there. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They don't even have something in place where you can actually, if you brought your full-size projector, to actually even show anything sometimes. So that's the Pico Projector. I think it's going to be available springtime. $450 US. Pricey, but cool.
If you've been to the WKBR website at WKBR.ca, you will have noticed the explicit content warning. Some shows in WKBR may contain explicit content. Therefore, it is advised that you be 18 years of age or older to listen or have adult consent. Please note, however, Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show and the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo do not contain explicit content and therefore are exempt from the explicit content warning. All ages are welcome for any shows hosted by Big JD or Big JD and Lippo.
This is DJ DeBees. You got it tuned in to WKBR.
Sunday Morning Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig. Brought to you by Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show at BigJD.com and by the Border City Radio Podcast at BorderCityRadio.com.
This week, some Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if this is a live track I have pulled up here, but this is along the lines of the show, I guess, because Working, and they work for a record company called MCA Records, so to speak. And this is called Working for MCA, Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Come on, 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 come on
Nothing like the hard southern rock of Lynyrd Skynyrd. That was, I think, a different version than the actual original release of the album. So that's why I was unsure exactly which version I had queued up there. But that's working for MCA, Lynyrd Skynyrd. So
sounds like they really liked their bosses.
Their boss? Yeah, I guess.
No.
I don't know.
That was a...
Should have signed the contract, but I don't get that because they did sign a contract. I mean, they were on MCA.
So what's the deal? Shouldn't have signed the contract.
Oh, shouldn't have.
I think it shouldn't have. Shouldn't have signed the contract.
Well, and then they wouldn't say shouldn't have signed today. No? Should have signed the contract. Should have signed today. I don't know. I have to look up the words to know what exactly was going on there. But cool tune, just the same.
Yes,
and that
it
was
is.
A pretty heavy version. So you notice that the vocals, a lot of the vocals were on one side on that recording. So some kind of an unfinished product or a different version. What do they call those when, you know?
Like a demo, you mean?
Not necessarily a demo, but another version.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Alternate cut.
Alternate, that's it. And so back to the topic of the day, which is odd jobs. And you found a little clip from a movie, eh?
Yeah. It's called Odd Jobs, supposedly with Paul Reiser. And the guy walks into this house with a nuclear vacuum cleaner.
That's what he's doing, selling vacuum cleaners.
Did you ever do that?
I didn't sell vacuum cleaners, did you?
Yes, I did.
Wow.
Me and Dan.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And how'd that work out for you?
It was fun. I enjoyed it. I really learned how to get around Windsor. I was like 17 years old, and I had the use of my dad's car. And
did you like that, selling to people?
I hate selling to people.
Pressuring them?
No, I can't stand it.
You got to be high pressure to...
Yeah, I'm not like that. I'm not in your face kind of guy at all. But for some reason, a lot of the people that I went to, I don't know, I must just seem like a nice guy or something. But I sold a good bunch of vacuums.
Mm-hmm. You make good money if you can sell a lot of vacuums. I think there's a pretty good markup there.
I was, and it's a pyramid scheme. It was a filter queen, you know.
Sure.
So I made money. My boss made money. His boss made money, and his boss made money, and so on and so on. That's mm-hmm. why they always wanted you to sell. And I thought Dan was going to be awesome at it because, you know, they had the pool store there, and they're selling pools, whatever. And I'm not actually sure if. If he would have been really good at it, would he have continued on and not taken over the family business? Or
sure,
what?
Anything that you find that you're good at or that brings in big money, or especially big money for big money less work or something, yeah, somebody would stick with that, I think, until you got burned out. Selling or high-pressure selling can really burn you out after a while. I've done lots of selling jobs, but I never sold vacuum cleaners.
Yeah. What would you sell?
One big thing that I did was... I worked my way up to training people actually after a while, which was a lot better than the selling after because the selling made good money. It was the, those, you know, the dinner club cards.
Yes.
And it was for Cheer Radio here. It was mm-hmm. the Cheer Radio dinner club, and it was a card package, coupon book, whole thing. And I made a lot of money, man. There was like huge money in it.
Nice.
And it was all like, it was a long time before they started paying by check. They were giving us cash. It was just cash money. Oh. The whole thing was crazy, but the money was just humongous. Yeah. Like for doing that, like $1,000 a week cash.
And you put that on your income tax, of course.
Well, of course I did. Of course I did. Yeah.
Hey, boy.
But it was great. And then I was, you know, I've always been into that kind of thing and I was good at it. And then I started just training new people because there was a fairly high turnover of people there. You know, those kind of things. And then after that, it was great for quite some time. And eventually I did go to another telephone soliciting thing. Actually was, I don't know what it, they took on different jobs. And, one of the particular ones when I went there was, selling circus tickets or something, you know, Shriners stuff and whatever in a room full of people selling things. And, I did okay. Made a few $100 a week but it was nothing like the other thing. And then I gave that up, but, I've done a lot of sales, you know, job on the side things. One was Herbalife, health products.
Yep.
And that was great. That was lots. That helped me get my first brand new vehicle. That did
Herbalife.
And I was at Chrysler's at the time. So.
What?
Yeah. So, it brought in some good extra income, It was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. But the thing that you find with something like that is that it's kind of a pyramid thing too, but everybody makes money, especially if you're good at it. It's a turnover of people, of clients, you know, because people will be gung-ho and they'll get on a diet and exercise program and then they'll find something that maybe doesn't work for them, which it should work for anybody if you follow it. But, you know, they don't. They just want to eat whatever they want and do whatever they want and it doesn't work and then they're done. So, you know, you're always hustling to get new people.
Right.
And eventually it got to be, you know, I'd say too much work for the money. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Especially for a side thing. And so what we do now is something that's pretty unique. And this is all basically internet based. And it's and we've talked about this a little bit before. It's Chaga, C-H-A-G-A. And what it is Lana and I are health buffs. And it's like the best,
very buff,
most potent antioxidant that you can get derived from mushroom. And it's from Chaga International. And what we do is we're sales representatives for Chaga International. And so we have a website set up where people can go buy Chaga online from us through them. And honestly, if you don't want to, you don't have to do anything. You can set this up and then just direct people to go there is all you really have to do. They can order it online. They can set up things where they get orders every week automatically. So, and it all brings money into you and they have other incentives through the company and stuff. And it does pretty good, I got to say. And that's all we really do. We don't even buy it stock of it or anything to sell anybody. We just direct them to the website.
Sure.
So, and anybody can check that out at mychaga.com/oppen, O-P-P-E-N. That's mychaga, chaga.com/oppen. And that's the website. And all you actually do with this company is, unlike Herbalife, where I actually had some stock, you know what I mean? I'd have,
right, yeah,
physically have, you know, product. Mm-hmm. Here it's just all done online. People that we just direct them to the website, we can give them a business card, we can do, you know, whatever, and they'll just buy it from there. And anybody that's interested in the business end of it, as opposed to just, you know, buying it for health reasons, you can sell Chaga, and it's like a 30, I'm going to say 38, 40 bucks a year for them to maintain your website is all you actually pay. And that also gets you a discount on buying product yourself. So it's a great deal. And they maintain the website and everything, and it's your own site. And anybody that goes there buys through that, through your website, it's all under you. So it just, you know, works. And the more that you want to promote it, the more money you can make. So
Nice.
So
is there a way that you ever would get stock of, like, someone could come into your house and
sell? Oh, sure. You can buy all you want and have it at home and sell it if you wanted to,
and you get,
or bring it to work and sell it, whatever.
You get like a wholesale deal, or
you get a discount on it because you're a member, a sales representative, basically.
Okay.
And so what we do, we're set up on some of it just to come automatically because we use it every, you know what I mean? We need new bottle every month each or whatever. And also Lana buys some for her brother anyway to send back home, you know, for him. And, so we are set up on a thing like that anyway, but as far as anybody that we like resale, is they just go to the website and do it. We don't even bother with it. Couldn't be bothered with that. That's too much.
Listen, you
can't. No, but I mean, if you can make money, the whole thing about the side job thing, which is what's great, is the more money for the less work. That's what anybody would want to get to at some point. Sure, you got to put some of your own elbow grease or your blood, sweat, and tears into something to get out what, you know, but when you can get in on something that brings an income or brings a residual income, you see, the people that sell under us, we have people that are working underneath us. And as they sell product, we get something out of that. So, and same thing for them, anybody that they get. And we have people that have people working underneath them now. And that's the way it works. It's one of the pyramid style things.
Yeah.
Some pyramid things are scams and some are really good. And they just actually officially selling in Canada now. So there's going to be a lot more going on. I'm sure they'll have some seminar things and things like that to take. You can take advantage of all kinds of training and stuff. Like if you want to do more, you know, mm-hmm. if you want to hold your own seminars in the city or something like that, you know, and advertise that, you know, come to a health seminar, learn about Chaga. So it's a great thing anyway. So I'd urge anybody to check it out. Mychaga.com/oppen. So that's just another thing. You know, health products are a good thing to do on the side because it's fairly easy, mm-hmm. you know, and, you know, you don't have to be, diploma or certified educator,
rocket
really.
Scientist, yeah.
Yeah. And you can just help people in that way by selling things. And there are a lot of companies that you can do that on the side. And Herbalife, I think, is a good one. I think Herbalife is has got a really good product. And I don't know what's all happens with them nowadays. I've been out of that for quite some time. But side things like that are pretty good.
Have you ever tried to direct your brother to do something like that?
Yeah, sort of, I guess. But he's not really so into that, I don't think, you know. And it still takes a certain personality if you're going to actually sell. You know what I mean? If you want to do something like the Shaga thing, you can get away with not selling. So you don't really have to sell. You know what I mean? Maybe you have some cards or let friends know or something. But and we really haven't either. We haven't done any really real selling or high pressure type stuff. You know what I mean? And it's sort of the same for everything. I mean, some word of mouth or whatever, I guess. Or I know the Herbalife thing. You could set people up on this HAP order, which whatever that stands for now, some type of an order that just comes in all the time. You know, somebody sets it up so that they get a thing every month or something. And
right. It just comes out of their bank account every month.
Yeah, yeah, for their health purposes or whatever. And, you know, then you don't really have to sell anything per se if you don't want to, you know what I mean, keep an inventory or anything like that. That's what I did. And I had like so many people. I had a pretty nice office in our house, and it was busy.
Awesome.
Kept a big book of all my clients and all the weight they lost and all that stuff. I had all that stuff. I probably have that stuff around somewhere. I should look for that. Scan it into the computer for fun. So, what else you got? Anything else as far as jobs or things that you might have done or
things that I might have done?
You know, another thing, a good thing is too, I'm thinking of some things that are easy that just about anybody could do with some minimal training. Painting, you know, interior painting, like painting drywall type stuff or whatever, you know. You got to watch what you know, the jobs that maybe you work for somebody else or work on the side for somebody else. Or you, you know, as long as you know how to paint relatively decently. And I'm going to say that most people later in their years, you know, will know from painting their own houses or apartments and things right. like that. So you're going to be probably know how to cut decent and, you know, about the paints and things like that and how to put the lid back on your paint can without hammering it all over the walls after you're, you know, just a few little things like that. But that's another thing that's easy money, really.
Sure. Yeah, it is. I think a lot of any handyman type jobs are, I think as the economy gets worse, more people are fixing up stuff as opposed to getting all new stuff. So
right,
I think
yeah.
the handyman is going to be a job that's going to be in high demand.
That's a great thing that you mentioned, actually, that the fact that people aren't going to be spending as much money and buying new things and things like that. So they're going to be looking for somebody to repair whatever, maybe repair their television, repair a toaster, repair something, repair a car. And there's a lot of people, and again, especially people that have been around for a while, they've done a little bit of work on a car, you know, or they've done a little bit of work on tinkering with things and fixing things or, mm-hmm. you know, painting and even some wood repair type stuff or whatever, you know?
Yep.
And may have some of the tools sitting right in your garage. You can put those to use.
Sure. You know, you might have to make a little investment to...
Sure. You know, it's another good thing too. The internet is a great resource for all this kind of stuff. And the library or purchasing some books, you know, if you don't have time for school and maybe just have time to do a little bit of reading. But, you know, there are other ways that you can learn a little more than you do know. So
that's right.
This week's Jabber Quote brought to us by Stephen Larry. Your line. On the corner of?
Wabash and Strabane in beautiful Burbank, California.
For a second, I thought they had moved.
No, they're not moving. Staying in the sunny climes of Southern California.
Staying where?
In the sunny Southern climes.
Say that fast 5 times in a row.
The best way to appreciate your job is to imagine yourself without one.
Ooh, that's a great quote. Is that by anybody?
Unknown source.
Wow. Somebody should have taken credit for that.
I'll take credit for it.
That's by Lippo. That's pretty good, though. And what else you got? I see you got lots of little ones there. So.
The only job where you start at the top is digging a hole.
Hey, that's not bad. Unless you're digging a hole to China, then you've started from the bottom.
That's
because you can
correct.
Dig all the way to China, as far as I know. And then you fall out the other side, though.
That's right. So. You would fall out the other side. The other ones are not as good as that first one. So
okay, well, there you go.
You always got to end on a high note.
That's right. You don't want to end at the bottom.
No.
So let's see. What do we got lined up for next Sunday morning on the show is, I guess, following instructions from a manual on a map from your wife. Do you take instruction well? Are you more do-it-yourself as far as instructions are concerned? Do you read instruction booklets, manuals? And does it get you in trouble when you don't follow instruction of any kind? It doesn't have to be, you know, from a manual, but just instruction like, will you please vacuum and load the dishwasher before I get home? Hey. So
you can get in trouble if you don't follow those instructions.
Oh, that's right. You get beat up around here. No playing around. So that's what we got next week. Is there anything else we had to let anybody know?
No.
The podcast will be about 10 minutes this week once I take out all the technical difficulties.
You got some editing to do?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Okay.
So I guess we'll see everybody next week.
Thanks for listening.
Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email BigJD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, BigJD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.